CBSI on the World, I'm John Batchelor. To Queensland, Brisbane, Australia, Scott Maiman, CBS News. There is a new prime minister in Australia. His name is Anthony Albanese. He leads a majority government for Labor. The chief theme, if I read correctly, during the campaign and since then, is climate, which is wise given the unusual climate in Australia. First, Scott, a very good day to you. Mr. Albanese, I'm just reading about him now. His election is very strong because he has a majority government. Is the public pleased with him in the early days? He was tested by China early on.
G'day, John. Yeah, this is quite unique where we've had a prime minister put into the job and the very next day he's at work. Most prime ministers have a bit of a honeymoon period settling in, but no, not with Anthony Albanese. He and Penny Wong were out on planes into the Pacific for not just one event, but for multiple events. And what he has turned around with has been very welcoming in Australia, talking about, yes, climate change is a thing. Climate change needs to be addressed. And that is something that's resounded well with the Pacific nations. Of course, the threat involving the Chinese takeover of some of the region, that is something that the Australian government's been countering, or should I say the new Australian government has been countering as well, and a welcomed feature within Australia. Of course, we've got some other domestic issues happening, but that's one of the eyeballing things that have happened since Anthony Albanese took over as Prime Minister.
Your surveillance aircraft was buzzed by a Chinese warplane. How is that in the headlines and on the television, a direct confrontation military to military?
It's interesting how Australia has played it down, but with authority. Now, to put you in the picture, what we understand, it was a routine surveillance aircraft from the Air Force in Australia that was buzzed. Now, the aircraft made a safe landing, but it was brought to the attention of the Chinese authorities that this is an event that they need to be warned about, to say that this happened in international territory. Now, the Chinese have turned around and said, well, no, this is our territory. But Australia, together with the United States, have said, no, this is not your sovereign territory. This is international airspace. So they've put up their objections. They've handled it very well. A lot of diplomacy in the discussions involving our Australian government with the Chinese government. It was almost like, if I could put it out there, that the Chinese military were hoping that there'd be retaliation. Well, the only retaliation was in diplomacy. It was nothing in a physical matter.
Climate. The winds and rain of the summer turned into the wind and rains of the fall, and now you're heading into winter. You also have snow. You have the polar surge introduced into the environment of southern Australia. This is a continent where the La Nina is still with you and the Indian Ocean dipole coming from the west with wet weather. So you in Queensland seem to be the centerpiece of all of the rain. Are you now getting rain, cold rain for winter?
John, at the moment, well, this is another unique weather event here. We do get cold weather, but never this early. We're at least a month to 6 weeks early for this cold weather. In Queensland, there are some parts, particularly of altitude, where you will see some snowdrops and cold weather, but definitely not this time of year. So this is another unique event. Where I am on the Gold Coast, we just had 6 degrees overnight, which is roughly about 35 degrees Fahrenheit, which is, again, something which we don't get, at least not for another 6 weeks or so. But the cold weather, the atmosphere seems to be drawing the wet weather from the west, but it hasn't arrived yet. So we are expecting a mix of cold weather and, of course, the wet weather coming up shortly. We are expecting to see the high elevations reporting snow in the next 24 hours or so. And, again, that's another unique thing because Queensland, we have a saying here, a beautiful one day, perfect the next. It's been far from that for the past 6 months because of all these unique weather events which are happening here.
The reports are that Australia is coming to the rescue of the worldwide shortage of wheat and other foodstuffs coming out of Ukraine because of the war. That is a very strong message from Australia. However, the weather, I'm going to guess that the weather is going to limit your ability to produce food. Has there been reports on the television or in the newspapers about projections?
Well, the wheat certainly has been a promising sign because for the past couple of weeks in Australia, we've had doom and gloom as far as produce is concerned. Reports of cascading effects from the rain events that we've had, produce that have drowned, that have to be thrown out. We're talking lettuce, which I'm sure we'll talk about in just a few minutes, strawberries, berries, various kinds of fruits. It's, again, another unique thing where we're seeing supermarket shelves. If you want a head of lettuce, you could be paying $12 to $15 for a head of lettuce, which is certainly a ridiculous amount, all because the lettuce and other produce just aren't available at the moment. They've had to be thrown out. And it's definitely come up to a shortfall. We've got empty shelves on our grocery stores. It's just a cascading effect. And you just wonder, where is this going to finally come to an end?
KFC is a popular franchise worldwide. So is McDonald's. I read that there's a shortage of lettuce at KFC and McDonald's, and the substitute is cabbage. Is that acceptable to the Australian consumer?
I think there's a coined phrase on this as well, John. If we've had a discussion on this, cabbage gate, replacing lettuce with cabbage on some of their burgers and other products. We'll take KFC as an example. There are some foods where cabbage melds in very nicely. They're Zinger burgers, they're hot and spicy burgers. The cabbage actually works well with the hot and spicy product. But other burger products that are just original chicken, the cabbage leaves a foul taste in your mouth. We've had many people just request, no salad, please, just the burger. Because of that.
Finally, worldwide inflation. The petrol prices here are very high. Are they high in where you are in Queensland?
Petrol, gas, you name it. We've got issues. They're on the way up. We are equating pretty much the same as you. We're in excess of $2 a litre, which I think is about $6 a gallon in American standards. We're having a gas shortage as well. It's all because of the war in Ukraine and in Russia and other effects here in Australia, to the point where we're looking at rationing. That's one of the objectives being looked at now. So we've got a big crisis coming up with our energy here, gas, petrol. It's, again, cost of living issues. It's, you just ask yourself, where is this going to stop?
Scott Maiman, CBS News. He's in Brisbane, Queensland, Australia. Winter coming on. Inflation worldwide. I'm John Madden.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.